It is you. And then the story of a woman who comes to a dinner uninvited and sits at the feet of Jesus. And as she sits there at the feet of Jesus with tears streaming out of her face, and she touches him. Simon the Pharisee, who was his person who invited him for dinner, his host, cannot believe what he sees. First of all, that she would come to his home, a woman like her. That a woman who was, quote, sinful, would come and sit at the feet of a rabbi. And he immediately says, if this person was real, if Jesus really is who he says he is, if he is a prophet, he would know who this woman was. And she bathes his feet and kisses his feet. David Lowe talks about in this story that when Jesus talks to Simon and says, don't you get it? We just can't help but feel like finally Simon gets what he's due. Simon, the host, who's got everything, who puts this woman to shame, is finally going to get nailed by Jesus for his judgment, for his closed-mindedness, for his lack of grace. But in having that thought, we fall into the trap of Simon. In the moment that we condemn Simon, we condemn ourselves. How often when we have watched news like we have seen today, have we wished for justice and accountability? All good and wonderful things. But probably the last thing that ever comes to our mind is the most powerful part of this story. That Jesus forgives this woman, this broken person, and Simon. In our thirst for justice, in our hope for retribution, in our desire to make all things nice and even, we forget about the unevenness of God. This morning at 2:00 in the morning, 50 people died for no reason. At least none that any of us can understand. It is reported that it is the largest mass shooting in the history of our country. It happened at a gay club among some pretty vulnerable people. It is heartening in many ways to see the calls for prayer, a gathering of the community around these broken families, a desire to see right done. Honestly, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, we probably this morning would have heard more of, well, they deserved it. Or even worse, and I think we will probably hear this sometime in the next few days, this is God's wrath. Nothing could be further from the truth. For just as God forgives this woman as she sits on her feet, at his feet, so God pours out God's love and forgiveness on all of us. On all of us, unbidden and unlooked for. The woman's life is healed and she is restored back to the community which perhaps sees her as something less than human. Something not quite right. Not a someone, but a something. But Jesus sees something different in her and in us. think for a moment. In some ways, the shooting that's recently happened is just so huge that it's hard to wrap our arms around it. But think for a moment of someone in your life who you have been reticent to forgive. What broken pots are there in your path and in your history? Maybe the place to start in the healing of the world is to begin by healing those nearest to us. Now, we have to be careful, and I agree with Carolyn Lewis about this in her commentary when she said, it is a trap to believe, if I stood up here and said to you, listen, Phyllis, if you cannot forgive your brother for that casserole, you have fallen out of grace. Forgiveness is not the law. Forgiveness is the gift that Christ gives to the woman who sits at his feet. Forgiveness is the gift that God gives to us unlooked for. It isn't required of you. It is a gift. How can we begin to bring peace and love into the world, to share that forgiveness of Christ in these giant events, like 50 people dying in a bar for no reason at the hands of a gun-wielding assailant? If we cannot even begin to forgive those closest to us, or even ourselves. The one who is eager to show mercy to the woman who sits at his feet is eager to forgive us as well. We may at times, as David Lowe says, find Simon's comeuppance utterly, he says, utterly delicious. But Simon's comeuppance is our own. That in the moment that we hold another in contempt, in the moment that we show our lack of care and love for our neighbor, we set the stage for a world built on discord, where beautiful things are thrown away, discarded, where beautiful people are thrown away and discarded. What happened at the Pulse nightclub is certainly catastrophic and unimaginable. And I am sad to say it, but I don't think it's the last time that hatred will come among us in this way. But as we live out this life of forgiveness which we have been given, it is my prayer that we will see beauty in broken pots and broken people. That we will proclaim God's love for those who don't quite fit in. And pray even for those who would destroy the beauty of the earth, that they might be transformed. Honestly, the hardest thing that I will do this week is to come up with a prayer for the young man who took 50 lives. Last night. The hardest thing that I will do this week is to find forgiveness for someone who displayed such utter and complete disregard for God's love and creation, who threw away beautiful pots. But as God's child, as God's creation, what greater task can we be given than to find forgiveness for those who seem unforgivable? Not that they should not be held to justice, for certainly they should. But not our justice. It is not our place to condemn the woman who sits at the feet of Jesus. It is our way and our call to see in them our own brokenness and our own wholeness given in Jesus Christ. So as we go in this week, keep in our prayers those whose lives have ended and changed. Keep a wary eye out for the love of God in these unlikely places. And maybe our task for this week is nothing more than to begin to think about how we might forgive just one. Just one person. Just one thing. That God's love might be poured out for the world. Amen.